Three Times When Harikata is the Right Medicine, by Krishna's Mercy.
Sarvakarmanyapi sada, kurvano madhyapashrayah, mat prasadad avapnuti, shashvatang padam avyayam.
Quote, though engaged in all kinds of activities, my devotee, under my protection, reaches the eternal and imperishable abode by my grace. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 18.56.
1. Things are going well. No issues. Everything moving along smoothly. Home, family, job, career path, government intrusion, overall world economy, the health of the people around you, no outstanding problems. You can't remember things ever being so good. Harikata is ideal in this situation because there are fewer distractions. Not as much to worry over, so the entire focus can be placed on the speaker or presenter. Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is so kind that he sends empowered representatives to speak on his behalf. Someone like Vyasadeva assists the fallen souls by making the original Veda, the ultimate source of knowledge, easier to understand. He divides the one into four and then explains the same concepts through historical accounts known as Puranas. Other poets such as Valmiki add to the anthology. The idea is that no one should be left in the dark. Whoever wishes to hear something to uplift their spirits, news from a different world, one which never undergoes dissolution, has that opportunity. The Sanskrit word is avyayam. We can be engaged in all sorts of activities, but simply through hearing we can change the nature of our space. Though surrounded by that which is temporary and perishable, we get transported to the imperishable realm even prior to quitting the body. 2. Things are in a holding pattern. This might be one of the more difficult situations in life to deal with. It could go either way. You are not sure. Maybe you get hired for that new job and the economic problem at home is solved. There is also the chance that you get passed over, that someone else fills the single vacant position in the company. There could be surgery for a loved one. It is necessary and safe most of the time, but there is always the chance that something goes wrong. The future is in limbo. Who wouldn't worry at such a time? This is another ideal opportunity for Harikata. Put your mind at ease. From studying history related to Sri Krishna, we get a reminder that events eventually do play out. One way or another, the existence continues. Nothing can destroy the imperishable soul.
Avinashi tu tadviddhi, yen sarvamidam tatam, vinasham avyayasyasya, nakashchit kartum arhati.
Quote, know that which pervades the entire body is indestructible. No one is able to destroy the imperishable soul. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 2.17.
3. Things are not going well. The entire country is in lockdown. You can't go to work. The restaurants are closed. The news media is warning of the risk of infection from a new disease, one that has the health experts baffled. You are okay for the moment, but who knows what the future holds? You might run out of supplies and have nowhere to turn. This is another wonderful opportunity to connect with the divine through hearing, Shravanam. Queen Kunti prays that so many past calamities repeat, since during those stressful moments she always thinks of Krishna, and he is there to rescue her and her family.
Vipadah santu ta shashvat, tatra tatra jagadguru, bhavato darshanam yat siyad, apunarbhav darshanam.
Quote, I wish that all those calamities would happen again and again so that we could see you again and again, for seeing you means that we will no longer see repeated births and deaths. Queen Kunti speaking to Lord Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam, 1825.
The destruction started right at the time of birth. This is Divam at work. Destiny. As soon as there is birth, there must be death. Nothing can be done to stop it. If not today, then tomorrow. If not this year, then several years later. Better to take the shelter of the Supreme Lord and His servants. They can carry us across this ocean of suffering, and through Harikata they rescue immediately. In closing. In great pleasure to feel, the situation ideal, even when holding for hope, or with painful ordeal to cope. Harikata blessing for the soul, ways to immediate the goal. That the ocean of misery surpassing, and time in between blissfully passing.